Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Real quick, before we get into anything, quick apology to our loyal listeners from the bottom of our hearts. End of the year got a little crazy. Some of the boys dealing with the old COVID protocols. But luckily, the gang is back and better than ever. And we'll keep it this way. So
we missed you.
We missed you guys a ton.
So much.
Hope you had a great new year, great Christmas. And what is up? The boys are back. Today is Tuesday, January 4th. It is episode 17, and it is Da Bare Minimum Podcast.
Bears.
On Twitter at Da Bare Min Pod, Facebook, Da Bare Minimum Podcast. Give us a like, give us a follow, subscribe, please. Tell your friends about it. We are loving doing this, and we hope you guys keep having us back. Joined with the homies, Sammy Stats is here.
What's up, everybody?
Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
And Jimmy Fallon lookalike, a.k.a. producer Jake, is here.
Howdy, everyone.
We got to talk about this.
Jake, give me, because today has, we're 4 days into the year, guys. Today's been a fucking whirlwind.
What a wild ride. Can I make a prediction right now?
Give it to me.
Based on what is about to be explained, this will likely be our most listened to episode of the year.
Probably.
I hope so.
I think that's safe to say.
That's why I plugged everything at
other
the
than
beginning.
other than the first podcast, I think. But
oh yeah,
the audio quality is
except for that time we killed a guy.
Yeah, audio,
very
oh
much
God.
So.
If
thankfully.
You go back and listen to the first one and you
don't.
Listen to us, yeah, don't right off the bat. So, Jake, give me your day from like when that gorgeous head of hair of yours lifted off the pillow and you started checking your phone.
Maybe he's got it.
Give me the rundown. What happened?
Yeah, so I woke up around like 6 a.m., got out of bed, got back in bed, couldn't do it, decided to lay down for another half hour. Mm-hmm. And then I finally got out of bed. And at that moment is when I saw the text message from our co-host here, Sam. His girlfriend, our roommate, her mother sent us a video of them watching WGN this morning. And it's WGN was playing the clip of Jimmy Fallon doing the whole bit.
Wait, when you say the whole bit, what do you mean by that, Jake?
Describe Jimmy, the video. Jimmy Fallon did an impersonation of me. For those of you that don't know,
you guys friends? Do you guys know each other?
During game 3 of the Chicago White Sox playoffs, my brother and I were
season ticket holders.
We're on TV for all of like 5 seconds or so. Fox came from a commercial break into the broadcast, and there we were on the screen. I was wearing my beer drinking hat.
Describe it. So just to give it's
a drinking. You know what a drinking hat is?
Yeah.
Drinking helmet. Drinking helmet.
It's a helmet with two beer holders on either side.
Can you describe the beers?
They were two Modelos.
Can you describe the Modelos?
Tall boys.
You're goddamn right they were.
Especial.
The only type of boys.
And then it has two hoses leading into the cans that connect at a junction and leads to my mouth. I consume them.
It looked like it.
My guy. So you get that text message.
Yep, get that text message.
So Jake was on Jimmy Fallon.
I immediately start looking at like Twitter, trying to find the clip, and then I go to YouTube, find it on Fallon's YouTube page.
Called
Screen Grabs, for those of you that are going to try and look it up.
That's
the
their
bit
segment.
That he does is called Screen Grabs, where he finds a picture out of context and tries to give it context. For this particular one, he saw someone that he was told.
Yeah,
to
a guy on Twitter who was a sports reporter.
Shout out Alan Bell.
Alan Bell. I did reply to like the original tweet. And I was like, thank you for this. So back in October, Alan Bell tweeted at Jimmy Fallon saying something like, this guy looks like you. And they did a segment then this week or last night where Jimmy Fallon looks at it. It's like, really? I don't really get it. And then goes on to put on my hoodie, not mine, but the same one I was wearing, and a beer hat with Modelos and hair glued into the back. So it's long like mine.
And the most important part.
And a glue on mustache.
Yeah.
So
that's what brought it home.
So
and then he fixed it.
For those of you who may end up listening to this later on down the road, or for those of you who are listening to this and have never seen Jake, it's important to know Jake's got some beautiful flow. Beautiful. We're talking flower. Shoulder length,
but
a little bit of curl, but not too much. He keeps it clean.
What's the taste de resistance, though?
The pièce de resistance is just this curly caterpillar of a mustache that I'm looking at. But it's not like a thick caterpillar. I'm not talking Sam Elliott, because at the ends, we get the curly Q at the ends.
The Raleigh fucking fingers.
The Raleigh fingers. He puts a lot of effort. I've seen the routine. There's a lot of wax involved. He takes care of it.
Yeah, thank you. I try.
Just kidding. You look like shit.
None of that ever happened.
So I find the video. I take a recording of it. I post it to my Instagram story. All my friends, like, obviously reach out. Everybody, like, messages me saying it's the funniest thing. The White Sox Twitter account retweets it. I retweeted it, and my retweet of it, I caught it pretty early, I guess, in the morning, and it's just kind of ran all day.
You've been all over my feed all day.
My phone has, I mean, if you're looking, it just is constantly popping up with new updates.
It's
all day. Yeah, no, it's been incredible. I laughed, I cried, I went through a whole range of emotions in the morning. It was quite the experience. I told this story on my Twitter. When I was younger, so my mom's favorite, one of her favorite movies was Fever Pitch with Jimmy Fallon, and she loved Jimmy Fallon, also liked to watch the show, and it's just so surreal that this is happening.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like constantly, like, seeing the Twitter feed and like, here's another person talking about you, and I can't get, there's a picture of you next to a picture of Jimmy Fallon wearing what you're wearing.
I know. It's
Jimmy Fallon dressed up as you.
Jimmy Fallon knows what my face looks like.
Holy
shit. Incredible.
It's been insane.
And then now what? So that opens up a couple of things for you. Like, you're doing some podcasts. You're doing
I got invited on a Crosstown Crosstalk. It was called Crosstown Crosstalk, I believe.
No, Crosstown Showdown?
Crosstown Showdown's the blog.
Okay.
I think it's on the Barroom Network. We'll put out deets with the Bare Minimum Twitter. Follow at Bare Minimum Pod.
The Bare Minimum Pod.
By the way, if you guys want to see this video, it is posted on our Facebook page and on Twitter.
Yep.
Again, the Bare Minimum Podcast and at the Bare Minimum Pod for Twitter.
And so, where was I? I'm sorry.
Cloud9.
Cloud9.
So you've got a couple pot. You've got,
yeah. So I'm, so they asked me to come on their show. I said yes. That's on Thursday. It's getting recorded. No idea when it comes out. The Sox on 35th Twitter account reached out to me and asked me a few questions on Twitter, and they're gonna post one of their blogs. And then WGN emailed me this morning, courtesy, partly due to Dale. Dale reached out to their media contact, gave him my email, because we heard on the news they were asking like for me.
Oh yeah,
what a fucking statement!
They want you.
The news is asking for me,
and so they asked me to be there tomorrow at 7 a.m. And so I will be. They asked me if I wanted to do Zoom or in show. I'm like, I can't miss this opportunity. I have to go.
I'm going in.
I have to go in.
Do we find this out because a group of, not to call them,
you
old,
almost said the old word, yeah, you do.
But a group of, you know, a little older gentlemen that we,
no,
play,
you nailed
softball,
it, man.
So the old guys that we play softball with reached out and said that WGN had asked if you know the guy, send it.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think we would have gotten to this point with the WGN thing had they not said anything. Because
so when they said that, I, that's something that I do for work. So I just reached out to them and said, this is his name, this is his email address. You should reach out to him. Send him the screen grab and a link to Jake's Twitter so that they can see.
Well, now you're telling our faithful listeners how the sausage is made, and you don't want to, you know, give them all the details.
Hey, if you're ever going to try to get famous and you have an opportunity like this, find a media contact.
Yeah. I have to find the media contact for Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
So I tried that one.
Did you?
That sounds impossible. I'm sure I could try a little harder, but I didn't find anything. The White Sox was actually pretty difficult, too.
Really?
The one listing they have, it's like an old one, so all those emails are defunct.
I'm also, well...
season ticket holder, right, Jake.
So I have a contact.
He's got a guy or girl
for that. Trevor, my brother, did email them as well. Just be like, hey, look at one of your customers.
One of your
diehards. Wouldn't this be...
One of your just, die hards.
You know, wouldn't it just be great if this was like on a 30-foot banner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Across the outside of the stadium. Come have fun.
So it's been crazy all day. My Twitter's blown up. I've gained like 200-something followers.
Jake, throw out your Twitter there for us,
please. At JvonEsh12.
Nice.
And then
VonEsh12.
And then the my tweet has like 200-something thousand impressions. It's absurd.
Yeah, that happens when like the Tonight Show has 28 million subscribers and followers.
I don't think I'll ever be higher than this. I don't know how it happens unless this show pops off.
Jake's macro dosing right now.
Here's to hoping.
Just mainlining Twitter.
Zero chance my managers ever hear this podcast. Today was the least productive day of work I've ever had in my life.
Really?
I couldn't get away from I was just like, this is crazy. I'm just refreshing Twitter all day.
Especial.
Oh, by the way, yes, we are a Bush podcast, a Bush Light podcast.
Formerly.
But for in honor of today's joyous occasions, today we are a... Especial.
A guy.
We're also.
If Modelo comes in with a good offer here.
Yeah,
we will be.
We're
a
for
Modelo.
Hire.
We are for hire.
Oh, we can be.
Dale,
bought.
We are
contracts
not.
Have
we are
not
anything.
A guy on Twitter.
We are for hire. We can be bought.
Added Modelo and was like, "You need to send this guy a care package." And I responded, "I was like, my DMs are open. I'm a fan of their work.
Big fan of the product."
So, guys, that's the day that producer Jake has had. I don't think you look anything like Jimmy Fallon, but I guess.
So a new one that I've gotten today that I've not gotten before this is people saying I look like Shia LaBeouf.
Your face is too narrow.
Yeah.
Face is too
he
narrow.
He has more of a box.
I wouldn't hate it, though. I love Shia LaBeouf.
He sees you coming now,
Shia LaBeouf.
Guys, getting into episode 17, we'll get into sports minutes like we normally do. It's a quick sports minutes for this one. Producer Jake, stay hot. Give us a Blackhawk minute.
Not much. Second to last place, still in the division. Win, lose, the whole, you know, the spiel. They're there. Blackhawks are existing. One day we'll get another coach. If you're watching, because Patrick Kane is a godsell.
That's a Blackhawk minute.
Super cool.
Nothing from the Cubs, nothing from the Sox, because Lockout. Unfortunately we are locked out. And
hello.
Hello?
Shout out to the White Sox, though.
Yeah, honestly, shout out to the White
that
Sox.
That is the White Sox minute. You got a super fan on
Jake's
your hands.
A White Sox minute. And the Chicago Bulls.
Bulls.
Guys, the Eastern Conference leading 25-10, winners of 8 straight.
Woo.
Bulls.
Woo.
The Bulls.
Back at full strength starting lineup, less Patrick Williams, still.
Caruso.
Bulls.
Yeah,
starting still hurt.
Guys, Caruso should be coming back. Yeah, starting lineup's back. I mean, guys, it's 8 wins in a row. DeMar DeRozan is
a god.
A god.
Everything you can ask for.
But got shit or what is
snubbed.
It? Snubbed for player of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eastern player of the month.
Who won it?
Embiid.
Oh.
Whatever.
Add to the DeMar DeRozan love. I'm sure all of us saw it, and everyone else who has social media.
Do tell.
7-for-13 from the line. An uncharacteristically poor night from him for the line. So he stayed back and made 250 free throws before changing after the game. You see him putting up the rink for the Blackhawks game that's going on, and he's just putting up shots. Because that's what champions do.
My king.
Yeah,
they had to kick him
the
out.
North.
They had to kick him out.
Yeah, I mean, guys.
Shoot
DeMar
the lights
DeRozan
out of the gym.
Is out of this world, blowing my expectations for what I thought we were going to get from him.
Yes.
I saw a post that somebody said, I think it was Brian Scalabrine. Vooch retweeted it.
Correct.
So Scal
Mamba.
Talked about, and Scal's on my list right now, because Scal's talking about DeMar has made people really consider that DeMar should be the most improved player in the NBA.
Yep.
Guys,
Vooch.
DeMar should be talked to amongst the MVPs of the league.
Yes,
right,
correct.
And that's the backup that he got from our man Vucevic. Vuce corrects him. He said, "I think you mean MVP."
Unbelievable.
Or most valuable.
Most valuable. Pro,
or give them both.
Give them both.
It. Give them both.
I know
it's still a little early, but come on.
Well,
we are having fun.
I know it's early.
If he wins MVP, he's winning most.
I know it's
yeah.
early. But I think the conversation has to be had, and we should lock in our bets. Because as of when this show started, the Chicago Bulls to win the NBA Finals are...
It was 700.
Plus 2,400.
1,700, I believe it was.
On FanDuel? Oh, opening. I just looked at it today. Yeah. Bulls to win the NBA Finals are plus 2,400.
Wow. The Eastern Conference leading Bulls?
The Eastern Conference
oh,
leading.
Oh, it was the Eastern Conference that yeah. I'm thinking of.
All I'm saying is at this point, you've seen, like, we're talking about a first place team on Jan 4. We're not talking about a quick hot start. I think sky's the limit.
We're
here.
3 months from the playoffs, though, aren't we?
Yeah, because
we're talking
like,
April's playoffs.
This is like your baseball team. Right? Like, if you're good by the time football reports, you're probably good.
Probably good.
If your basketball team is good by the time your football season's over, you're probably good.
My only thing that worries me about them long term is like the lack of depth at the big man position, because there really is a lack of depth at that big man position, and those Titans that you're going to go against in the playoffs have dominant big men.
So
was a big topic today.
Agreed. Yeah, tough spot. Obviously, we're talking about like your Embiid, your Giannis, those type of guys.
Right.
Tough part is the Nets too. They're pretty much unguardable. I don't care who you throw out there. They're going to score.
And you bring up, I think, a good transition point, and I've heard people talking about it. I think you're at the point now where I don't think anybody's untouchable on this team if you can say that whatever move you make makes your team better. Trade deadline's February 10th. You got about 5 weeks. Guys, what if you go get a big man? What if you get an athletic big man with a little bounce, a little bit of defense? I'm sending Kobe White. I'm sending Patrick Williams.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Guys.
Well,
if you know that your window is open, and you know in the NBA, hold on, and you know in the NBA more than most other leagues, when your window closes quick. It is slammed.
Oh, we saw it. We lived it.
We lived that window closing. So I'm now of the mindset.
You're two ligaments away from a window being way
I'm
open.
Now in the mindset of, hey, if I know my window's open and I can take a chance, and AK has already showed you, take a chance. We'll figure the rest of it out down the road, but don't sit here and pull a Garin Pax and sit on your assets, and then what? And then when it's time to compete, you don't have anything.
Two things. I see that side of it. Totally on board. Mm-hmm. First thing I'll say is that whatever they do, I trust them. They've got us to this point, and what they do, they've given us no reason to not trust them. So even if it's something we weren't thinking they would do, or something that we wouldn't do as a fan on the couch, I trust them. Yeah. The second thing I'll say is that I'm leaning more towards the only thing that they do is move a smaller piece or some picks for a big, because right now they have chemistry. Right now they have chemistry, and I think in the post game last night, DeMar said something like someone brought up Kobe White or trading Kobe White, and he said, we couldn't have won this game tonight without Kobe. Like, he said something like that. Mm-hmm. So there's chemistry there where they're all leaning on each other and they're all vibing together, whether you think that they're, you know, the production isn't huge from some players and that they're tradable for something else. I don't know if you want to mess with the chemistry.
Don't get to the end of the season and sit there with Cody Parkey in your hands saying, damn.
Cody White.
Cody Parkey. I'm saying don't sit here, the Bears kicker, right? Mm-hmm. Don't sit there at the end of the season, come up short from your ultimate goal, and then say, damn,
I see what you're saying.
I had this situation here. I knew it was an issue, but I thought that everything else that I have in place was great enough to supersede it. Go into the playoffs knowing for a fact I feel as strong about my roster as I possibly can. My window is open. Strike.
When is the trade deadline?
It's February 10th.
Yeah. Okay, so a little more than a month. I assume we play another giant between now and then. Do you know, like, if we win, we play Golden State next, or when we play the Bucks.
Pulling it up.
Yeah, we play.
There'll be some teams out of it by Golden State is coming up in a week.
Okay.
Golden State's in a week and a half. And then you've got the Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks are end of January.
Okay.
You got the Trailblazers. You got a couple.
So you hit other contenders before then. I definitely want to see what happens in those games.
There's some good games before the deadline.
Yeah. So I
Philadelphia.
The one thing I'll say about that is, like, you, when you talk about that big man that you described like Julius Randle. You're not getting Julius Randle.
No, but you can get a guy like Christian Wood. The Houston Rockets.
I look at Christian Wood. He's like, I think he's like 6'11", 7 foot. He's going to compete with Vooch for minutes. He's not going to play small or power forward for you.
That's all. We just need another one.
At this point, you need a starting power forward because the two people you have at power forward are barely backup quality.
And I think
Javonte Green is not a starter.
Yeah, but you get enough scoring between your two and your three and Vooch as your third scoring option that you could run two big men out there. The Cleveland Cavaliers are running four big men out there and having a ton of success.
So now I think you talked into you don't need a Julius Randle. You just need a defender fifth option, which is fine. You don't need to move Patrick Williams anymore. You can get that for Kobe. You lost me when you said Kobe and Patrick.
Yeah, but if the return is greater, and I don't have, I mean, fine. If you
the return would have to be like a Julius Randle type.
Okay, you're gonna say no to Julius.
Well,
Randle?
No, I just don't think you're gonna get that. That's what you would need to justify those, and I don't think any team goes for that for those two. But anyway, we've blown that up.
I love you guys. Guys, that's a Bulls wrap up. I guess let's just continue to see where this goes.
Ride the wave, baby.
So freaking excited! Lock in your bets. Let's make some money. 1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER.
Call someone.
All right, guys. So because we missed last week, we're going to do a super quick wrap-up of the Bears-Seahawks. Bears win 25-24.
Miracle.
Who cares?
Jimmy Graham, you motherfucker. You lost the under the under spread.
Oh, that was that game.
Yeah.
But
I love you. You won the game.
That Seahawks game was crazy. 25-24, Damir Bird with that crazy catch at the end.
Right.
And then the two-point conversion was crazy. Good. It's good to see that the boys were still fighting towards the end of a season when it's been nothing but turmoil.
Kind of a tangent, but related. Do you guys agree with the just fucking go for it and trying to win instead of going to overtime?
In a losing season, yes. Honestly, in a winning season, yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that too. I'm just like, the ball's in your hands. Let's win now.
What's that saying? You didn't come this far to just get this far.
You have 2 yards to win the game.
Yeah.
Go get them.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I'm a little more conservative. Vrabel does it. You guys might be a little more conservative, personally. Mm-hmm. I think it just depends. How's the game gone? If these are the first points you've put up in the second half, I'm probably kicking the field goal, or I'm probably going for it. If you have been on a roll, you're hot. Put it in the end zone.
Yeah,
that's just me personally.
I got you. So we won't spend really any time on this one because we had another game that has now since happened.
Thank God.
A recap of the Bears-Giants game. Bears beat the Giants, Matt Nagy's penultimate game as the Chicago Bears head coach. Where do you guys want to start? Offense, defense?
Use of your penultimate. That's where I want to start. Very well done.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Who are you?
Dude, I got a dictionary app. I'm trying to incorporate a new word 2022. I'm trying to incorporate a new word into my vocabulary every day.
Okay. As solutions. Dale's a big fan of this.
Yeah, Dale likes words. Big fan.
Moving on.
Offense, defense. Where do you guys want to go? Let's go offense.
Yep.
All right, so my biggest takeaway, can I tell you guys my biggest takeaway?
Let's take me to church, baby. Let's go.
My biggest takeaway from the Bears-Giants game is that Matt Nagy, or Ryan Pace, is an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Guys, Ryan Pace is an idiot on, like, multiple levels. You had Nick Foles, who we traded for and are giving money to for no reason, I would say. You had Mike Glennon, who was going to be the guy, and you saw that train wreck.
50% of his career earnings in one season.
Guys.
That stat they gave of his neck, which, first of all, fucking rude.
Yeah.
Hilarious, but rude.
They're dirty. Ryan Pace is even dirtier. The fact that that we had to see what we saw is just crazy. Because then you went and you got Andy Dalton for what? It's super evident to me that Nick Foles could have totally handled what was going on. Totally could have been the starting or backup quarterback. But I digress. You know how that goes. Anything else on offense that you guys saw that you guys kind of – I mean, I'm
– Jake, you got to say it.
Got to say what? Sorry. I don't know. Did I say it already? Was this in the pre-show talk?
No, it's 29 points.
Oh, son of a bitch, 29 points. And what was it, like 17 plus at the half? And I think you texted me and you're just like, they're on pace for 30.
So
I'm like,
they scored 14 like out of the gate.
Yeah.
And I text you, I'm like, Jake. This
well,
is
two turnovers. Well,
true. You know, hey, 14 points in the first when most of the season you don't score in the first. It's a good sign.
Dude, short fields rock.
Turns out.
Just comical that it ends at a 29 number.
Oh, no, it's perfect. It's perfect.
It's just icing on the cake. Yeah, I don't know. These last 2 weeks are weird. You had Nick Foles one game. He played well. And then the next game, they're like, all right, Andy Dalton's in. And then next week, it sounds like Justin Fields is going to be back.
We'll,
so, yeah,
we'll get into a little more look ahead, but that's...
We're just, like, showcasing
organizational chaos.
I don't know, like, what's going on there. David Montgomery, I love that guy. He's a dog. He fucking just dives hard for every yard.
Yeah.
Guys,
oblige me. Andy Dalton or Khalil Herbert, who had more carries?
Oh, God. Andy Dalton.
I only saw Khalil Herbert's name once. I think Andy Dalton.
It is Andy Dalton.
That's fucking insane.
Three carries for Andy,
that's
two carries
just so
for Khalil.
Inept.
I don't understand.
On so many levels.
When we talked about the identity, find your identity. What are we? We're a defensive team.
Gotta find
that
the
has
wise.
Two running backs.
Remember,
find the wise.
Remember when Montgomery was hurt and we did the game and Khalil Herbert got his chance and everyone went, oh, this is great. And then David Montgomery back, and Matt Nagy said, Khalil, sit the fuck down. I don't want to hear your fucking voice.
Yep.
Just absolutely incredibly inept. The whole team.
Well, I think I think Matt Nagy treats the roster like how I treat my Pokemon lineup.
Tell me more.
The first one, the best one, I run it into the ground. And then when it's dead, I bring out the next best one and run that one into the ground. And soon we're down to a level 3 Magikarp. And I'm sitting with my dick in my hand.
Next
thing
you know, you're at the
Splash is not effective.
You splash.
Next thing you know, you're in the Pokemon Center. You know,
so. There's joy.
Give me an offensive grade. What are you guys thinking?
B+. You got to score 30 to get an A. You bastards.
I'm going to give him the B plus as well. I am going to remember that at least 17 of those points are from short field.
I'm going to give him a B. No, I'm going to downgrade that.
There it is.
The defense,
fuck 'em, Jake.
Defense
fuck 'em.
Did their job, helped out. Helped
30
out a lot.
Points, A plus.
Helped out a lot.
I'm a B. I'm a B too. It's you didn't score 30 points. We've used that as our meter, as our bar.
Yeah.
You didn't, and you started with a bunch of short fields. I show no love to this offense.
Sorry, Sam.
No, I'm a B as well. There's no parity there.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball.
Shout out Robert Quinn.
Shout out Robert Quinn. Like, turns out he was hurt the whole
that
time.
That should be the conversation that we start with. Like, Robert Quinn, good for you.
Is he defensive most improved?
Issued.
Is he a most improved player in the NFL?
Is that an award that the NFL gives out?
Comeback man of the year.
Comeback man of the year, but I think it's one. I don't know if it's on both sides of the ball.
I mean, I would say that.
I would
who
say
else
he's
could...
leading the league in
there's
right
always
now.
Someone that's like.
No, he's not.
I was gonna.
Oh, I thought he was.
T.J. Watt had 4 last night. He has 21.
Oh, I had already won our fantasy football championship, so I didn't tune into that.
Football's
game
over
because
for
I
you.
Had already won and beat all three of you, so I didn't feel the need to consume more football. Even though don't I also
Jake,
have Najee,
Jake, can you just edit
who put up more points
part
for
out.
Me?
Don't go there.
I didn't feel the need to watch more slaughter and scene.
The
just
asterisk want this to know championship after
statistically
multiple
the other
I'm
three
here.
Members of this table
asterisk, I have a championship.
Are better at fantasy football.
Okay. I'm not even going to give it the time of day. So, I mean, Robert
he's
Quinn, guys,
moment.
It's so it, like 19 and a half sacks, right? Is that where he's at
18.
18. What's the ceiling? How many, like, he.
Are you talking about
20.
Against the Vikings?
He can hit 20.
Yeah. They're all
lying.
Yeah,
he could.
He
absolutely.
Could get Kirk for 2.
Get how
Kirk for 4?
Oh.
4 Kirk
sacks.
For 4 table for Kirk for 4?
Kirk for the only reason I say it is because Kirk for 4 breaks the NFL record.
Oh, is that
set by Michael Strahan in 2000?
Yeah. 21 and a half, I believe, or
2002.
Y'all tell me that sounds right.
I think that's a little out of reach. I think 4 is a little crazy. It's possible. It like anything can fucking happen.
Anything is possible.
Aren't you happy that he broke Richard Dent's record week 17? So you don't have to hear the fucking Yahoo
in the
16th
game. No asterisks. No asterisks.
No, he had an extra game. No.
Well, that would have been fun too to just clap at him.
I hate Yahoos that do that.
Dent said Dent made sure to let him know he congratulated him, and then made sure to let him know that Dent did it in 12 games.
Wait, is that true?
Oh, yeah. Dent did it in 12 games.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Was he just hurt?
I don't know if it's hurt or because of when he played the games in the season or how that works.
It was
in
the 80s. I think it was still 16 games.
Yeah, 80s.
Well, then, Richard Dent did it in 12 games.
And one.
Holy
that's
shit.
That's insane. Yes. That's so actually
unreal.
That's nutty.
Okay, well, fair enough.
So
I love that. Being healthy is part of the game, Richard.
Totally. 100%.
Maybe it was 12 games and we're meatballs.
Can I bring up something that I noticed that I'm a little perplexed? I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know what's going on, but I love whatever's going on over here.
Oh, with my...
Yeah, I just love it.
2022.
There we go.
So, were we wrong about Thomas Graham Jr.? Was it a flash in the pan? Is it us being meatheads and like thinking that we saw something that maybe we didn't? But we haven't seen Thomas Graham Jr. much anymore after that big Vikings debut in a season where we know we're not playing for anything.
Well,
why am I not seeing these young guys?
I mean, you mean he wasn't even out there? Because I didn't see.
Because people are playing for their jobs. Or not people are playing for their jobs, but people are coaching for their jobs. So,
yeah.
I figured it'd be like a no news is good news type deal, because usually when you're hearing about a corner, it's either super amazing, fantastic, or they're really shitting the bed. So I didn't know. I didn't even notice if he was on the field this past game. I heard a lot of was it Duke Shelley last week?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of Duke Shelley again. It's a lot of Kendall Vildor again. It's a lot of people that I thought we were on the same page
who's
Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Well,
we don't need to see much anymore from these
guys. This is the same thing with, like, Khalil Herbert not getting touches. It's
Larry Borum.
Glad you said that.
Yeah.
Khalil Herbert game for the defense. Who had the most snaps?
Oh, nice.
This is now I am looking at the Seahawks game. I wanted to look directly following the Thomas Graham game. How did the Seahawks get snaps counts? Or us against the Seahawks. Eddie Jackson's top at 30. Deion Bush was the other safety starter in that game with 29. We'll give it to him. The next four, in no particular order, who has the most snaps? Duke Shelley, Kendall Vildor, Artie Burns, Thomas Graham.
I think for the sake of the argument, Artie Burns. It's going to be Thomas Graham Jr. Yeah, I bet it's like...
I think it's Artie Burns.
I think it's Artie.
It's Duke Shelley.
Oh,
Duke.
God,
yeah.
Thomas Graham has the least amount of snaps.
Let's
talk about that just quickly. After what we saw, this coaching team said, did you guys see that? That guy is going to play the least amount of snaps for us next week.
Do you think maybe Nagy's just like a big – like man of my word kind of guy, and he's like, I told that man he's starting at quarterback. I told that man he's starting at safety. Yeah.
If that is why the Chicago Bears are making roster decisions, it's worse than I thought it was.
Yep. You never know. That's just what it seems like.
Oh,
Ezekiel Elliott was paid and told he was going to be the number one back. That man splits time. That's just one example.
Mm-hmm. And I guess a part of it has to be, like, we obviously, like, we as the podcast hosts and the radio hosts and everybody, like, we don't see practice every day. There had to have been a reason why he's sitting on the practice squad and other teams didn't come and scoop him up if they all knew the same thing. I get it to an extent, but damn, man, I'd like to just see what you got.
Agreed.
One last thing on the defense. Oh, my God. Mike Glennon is so bad.
Dude.
So bad.
You guys know that
Mike Glennon's a combination of bad and the Giants' offensive line is dog shit.
Also, he's hilarious to just look at.
Yeah.
Who's
sunburnt in the winter?
It's tough sledding.
Mike, it's snow.
Sam.
There's sunscreen in my
room. I value my freckles.
It was tough sledding out there for that guy.
Yeah, I will say and let's kind of tie this into coaching.
Correct.
To give some props to coaching on the other side of the field, props to Joe Judge, right? That's who the Giants coach
Correct.
Is.
Correct, Joe Judge.
Props to Joe Judge. Props to that coaching staff because they said, hey, Joe, we're not playing for anything this year. I don't need you winning this game. And Joe said, okay.
We're running the Wildcat.
That means we're running Elgato. And we're running the ball 40 times between Saquon. Mike Glennon is going to throw the ball, albeit because he can't throw the ball. But Mike Glennon's going to line up at wide receiver the same amount of pass attempts. Or the same amount, something like that.
Of snaps.
Same completions,
yes,
or something like that.
He lined up as wide receiver in the Wildcat
four
the same
times
amount of times as like completed passes.
Was he sacked more than he was passes completed?
He completed four passes for a net 10 yards, I believe.
Yeah.
He was sacked for a lot more than that shit.
I think he was only sacked like three or four times.
Yeah.
He was on the ground a lot.
He was on the ground a lot. kind of a win-lose for the Giants. If you think about it, they do have our first
round. They have our
pick. Like,
that's a big fuck you. Yeah.
Like, what do you do? Oh, if we win, we get worse draft position. But wait, we get better draft position.
Yeah, they're so bad. You guys see that the
in a blender.
The Giants and the Jets will have four of the top 10 picks in the draft coming up.
There was a point in time where it was I forget who the third was. I think it was Carolina. I think Carolina has two picks this year. That the top six picks were Jags, Giants, Carolina. I can have that third team wrong, but there were three of them with those two. Jets. I think it's Jets.
Yeah.
So, like, they're all so bad that the first six picks were three teams.
State of New York is just pumping out dog shit football right now.
What's funny, and to be fair, I don't watch too much college football, but there's no, like, standout stud QB that I'm thinking of right now. As you look at like the projected draft rankings, it's like edge rusher, lineman, receiver, and God bless those kids. I hope they make a ton of money. But
oh, the Giants better hope that they, and yeah, this is not a Giants podcast.
Right.
10 more seconds.
Right.
The Giants better hope they get Russell Wilson because there's no help coming in the draft the next year or two.
And Danny Dimes is gone this year, isn't he?
Is Kenny Pickett?
Oh, that guy's awesome.
Is he going to be in the draft?
That guy's
Did he
awesome.
Declare? Has he got one more
know.
Year at
I
Pitt?
I don't
Does
think
he have
he
another
declared.
Year at Pitt? All
right. So, guys,
that guy's electric.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Talking about coaching stuff, and I want to lead it into like where we go from here. And I know we've done this. We did this last time we recorded. But up until Black Monday and we get a little more clarity on that direction, like there's a bunch of different ways that this is could possibly go. And I think we need to start with a report that came out. Albert Breer talked about it, and it's been kind of the rumor among some circles. There's a chance that Ryan Pace is staying in the organization.
Yep.
And Matt Nagy is pretty much foregone conclusion. He's done at the end of the year. So we're watching his last game this Sunday, and then Monday we should find out. Hold on a second. That goes against everything that we've just heard. We were told wholesale changes. This could be it. Man, if Ryan Pace stays, if he gets fired up, we need a riot. Good
I
old
will
fashioned riot.
Allow Ryan Pace to stay on one condition.
He gets a Sean Payton.
He gets a Sean Payton. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason you can stay. If it's not Sean Payton, you got to go.
See, and not that I know how their relationship was in New Orleans by any means, but
apparently very good.
So, like, the two of them, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Like, is Sean Payton, like, is he a Ryan Pace guy? Or did they work together in New Orleans? Because I think those are two very different things.
I think Ryan Pace, from what I know, Ryan Pace is a Sean Payton guy. And when Ryan Pace got the Chicago job, Sean Payton had a big part to do with it.
Big recommendation.
Interesting.
Worth a lot. Because
Payton's an Illinois guy, isn't he?
He's a
Purdue.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't he play quarterback at Purdue? Didn't
played
he?
QB at Purdue.
But no, he's from Greater Chicagoland.
He went to Naperville Central.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's right.
It doesn't get more. So I would love that. To I'll bring it
I
up
just
to
think
you guys.
That's so unrealistic.
Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Why?
Because at this point, like, that conversation is centered around us trading for him, right?
Sure.
Because he's under contract, and that's not how the NFL works.
Correct.
But Ryan Pace is crazy.
He'll do anything.
Well, like, what do you have to trade?
I mean, you don't have next
2023
year.
2023 draft capital.
Yeah, you're 23, and then you could trade the following years. You got a couple I mean, don't get me wrong.
You can trade 3 years ahead?
Well,
I thought you could only play 2 years ahead.
We're in this year. We don't have it, so you could trade next year depending on when.
Well, yeah, the year's over.
Well, right.
It will
but
be.
You're talking about three drafts from now. Excuse me. No. I misunderstood.
Yes.
I'm just wrong. That's fine.
So,
we can move on.
I think it's worth giving up the capital knowing what you're getting in return. I know it's going to cost you. Okay.
I hear you.
I'll throw out a name that another local connection might get you in the feels. Tell me what you guys think, because since we last recorded, Michigan got their heads kicked in, right? in the college football playoff.
They sure did.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumbles that Jim Harbaugh and a reunion in the NFL could be the Bears, could be something else. But
low rumbles.
Tell you what, those rumbles, no, those rumbles are just a fart, and it's in the wind, and I'm done with it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Why?
See, I don't want it at all.
See, I'm of the same mind of Sam, where I said immediately, like, nope, just move on, just pass. I don't like it. They only had one top 25 win against Penn State this year. They had a meaningful win against Ohio State, but otherwise, like, no big wins. But if you go year over year and look at what he's done at the collegiate level and at the NFL level, he's been successful. He's a Chicago guy. He's got Chicago roots kind of thing. It'd be a feel-good story for the franchise. It's a big-name coaching hire. Maybe that brings someone to the program like he did with Michigan.
I just don't want it to be a feel-good story. I like
one on one hand.
I like Harbaugh. I do. I like the Harbaughs. I think as a collective.
You love khakis. I get it.
Yes. Actually, as Jake and that fucking State Farm commercial, I hate khakis.
Oh, that's fair. Yep.
You can't wear khakis in red.
That's out of my wardrobe. No, but the Harbaughs, I like them. They're football guys.
They're competitive,
they
and I love that. Yep.
Hate to lose.
Yep.
I've listened to interviews with Jim Harbaugh, and I love the way he talks about football and just the game and everything. But to say that, I also like the way Nagy talked when we first got him. I was like, this guy's awesome. And
yeah.
So
and
could see, be like, good, could be bad. I don't know.
I'm of the, sorry, just to
go, please.
Just to like explain why I'm on this side of the fence. And if he ends up being the guy, I hope I'm proved wrong. Right. I just look at it like this man has coached for Michigan now for what, 6 years?
7 years.
7 years. And you're Michigan. You're Big Blue. Right. You play in the big house. You're Jordan sponsored. Everything. You can get any kid in the nation to come play for Michigan at the big house.
Can you?
You're up there. You're in that top echelon of schools. Yeah, so you've got this huge talent pool, and yeah, you're competing with the SECs. You're trying to pull through that same talent pool, but you're going to hit on a bunch of those high-ranked recruits, and if you can't get over the hump, if you can only beat Ohio State once in 7 years, dude.
Well, so
come on, man. I don't like it.
I hear what
it
you're
just
saying.
Bugs me.
But he did beat them this year, and I also have to look at it this way:
rolled over recruitment classes, stuff like that.
Well, what I was
going to
say, is like when he first got hired, I kind of said like in my own head or whatever that I would give him the first 3 or 4 years as a wash. You gotta. Because your first recruiting class is going to be,
I get that,
freshman. You know,
you got to turn that over.
You want
your guys in.
You're going to have to get your guys and your seniors like up to speed. So he's been there since 2015. Mm-hmm. So 4 years puts you at 2019. The 2020 season was 6 games, total fucking wash. And then this
year, a lot of opt-outs too.
And then this year he did the thing. He beat Ohio State. He took him to the college playoff. Like, I also do think that Michigan would be crazy to let him go.
I guess in considering
after the pay cut,
I guess in considering like Jim Harbaugh, I'm of the mindset that like I'm not factoring in any type of college like wins or losses against college teams.
Yeah.
Because they're college teams.
Totally agree.
Before I told you the name, if I told you guys, look, this is Coach A, I'm not going to tell you the name, but I tell you that they are 44-19-1 in the NFL. They went to 3 straight NFC championships, 4-0 against the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, you should have started with the last one. I would have been like, stop.
Yeah.
That guy.
So I'm like you guys. I'm like Dale. I, at the beginning of the conversation and even with some conversations I had with some buddies earlier, I was not interested in Jim Harbaugh. I could be swayed to consider it, and that's probably where I'm at right now. And we'll see what happens.
You've got me to a point where I'm considering like doing a hit of Jim Harbaugh. You know,
ooh, you want to hit a Jimmy?
Just try it.
I'll just take a little.
See how it feels.
Just a hit,
Jimmy. Just a little. Just a hit. I'm there.
Jimbo slice.
All right. So we've talked about it. The coaching changes, we know they're coming. It's going to be a big topic of conversation on this podcast as we move forward.
Boom.
With that being said.
Trade for Mike Tomlin.
I would be 110% on board for that, by
Wait a second. But you're not okay with trading for Sean Payton?
One Mike Super Tomlin Bowl has win. Never had a losing season.
Great.
Man, that's great.
Whoa, dude. I'm mad at you.
The Steelers might not give up Mike Tomlin.
No, he's going to be buried in Heinz Field.
You're going to need to pay double what you pay for Sean Payton for Mike Tomlin.
They won't. I agree.
Like,
we're on the same page there.
Yes.
I think Mike Tomlin is more worth it than Sean Payton because Sean Payton, his one win was with Drew Brees in a headhunting defense.
Dude, the Roonies aren't going to.
Not a Saints podcast.
And Reggie
Bush. Fuck one, kill one, marry one. I'm so sorry. Fuck one, kill one, marry one. Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll.
Fucking Pete Carroll, marrying Mike Tomlin, killing Sean Payton. Sorry. That was quick. That was my knee-jerk reaction.
I'm killing Pete Carroll.
Me too, man.
Killing Pete.
He's old. He's so old.
He's got one foot in already.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's
the oldest coach of the game. He's almost 80.
He lays you down by the fire, opens a nice bottle of wine.
Got this up in Napa.
Out of nowhere. What is that? Charcuterie.
And his dick.
He would wine and dine the fuck out of you.
Summer sausage.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm getting fucked.
He would wine and dine the fuck. All right, that's
all right.
Sure.
So you got kill Pete Carroll.
Yeah, we're gonna do this. We're gonna finish
kill
this.
Pete Carroll. Where are you at?
What were the Mike Tomlin? And
Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton, Pete Carroll.
Okay, I'm going to.
I'm still killing Pete Carroll.
Yeah, we don't need him.
I'm killing Pete Carroll for sure.
I love you, Pete Carroll.
And I'm going to. This is tough. Marry Mike Tomlin.
I think it's the right answer.
And fuck Sean Payton.
We're on the same page over here.
Same page.
Dale's over here just trying to get some
pipe.
So
I'm the only one getting the old man thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You want some pipe from the old gum popper himself.
You're going to need a double dose of Viagra.
Oh, Dale, get us to where you were getting.
Yeah, prescription Cialis.
I was gonna ask Jake to get us to where we were going.
You're going to get us a Hymns. Like,
intro us to Record Watch.
Record Watch. Obviously, everyone knows about Robert Quinn's new single season record. So my brother raised this question to me, and I wanted to present it to the boys. What is the next
shout out, Chef Trevor?
What is the next big record that you think will be broken? And do you believe that that player is currently on the Bears? So whether it's a single season or a career, just nothing like this player had the most rushing yards on a Thursday night game while wearing orange. While it was snowing.
So a LeBron James stat is what you're saying. Okay. I truly.
I want Sam to go to first because I'm going to follow you.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about that.
At Sam. At Sammy Stats.
You know, I had a little bit of trouble with this one. There's probably three guys out there right now that I see being long-term Bears, breaking Bears records. And I think they're all going to get talked about. Mine's very low key. And so stay with me, guys. You know, gather around, huddle up here. Just get close. And we're going to talk about the future of Cairo Santos. I know this is weird. This is an odd one.
Feels like we're cheating on Robbie, but I'll allow it.
And we love you, Robbie. We know you listen. You're an avid listener of this podcast, Robbie Gold. And you're great. You were great for us. Cairo's new. And he's hitting it almost 90% this year.
Is that fresh leg?
In Robbie's Pro Bowl season with the Bears, he had the same exact field goal percentage that Cairo has right now. And I know the day is young, right? We got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. You're kicking in a windy city, dude. On the lakefront for at least another few years. Depends on how long you're here. You could be kicking in a dome. What's that going to do? So now you probably have a better chance at breaking some records. So if we got this guy long term, if he continues to, you know, be as consistent as he's being, maybe that leg needs to get a little longer. I think it could happen. I think he could be the all-time point scorer for the Bears. I think he could have the best field goal.
How old is he?
He's like, he was drafted in 2017.
So
we got some time. Vinny was kicking in his 40s, right? Robbie's almost 40, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still kicking.
So, I think
they're all-time
greats. I think this is probably the longest shot of what we'll talk about here today. I just thought it was like a cute little one. Think about it. put it in your bank, and take a look at this guy's numbers this
teaser.
Year.
Good teaser.
Look at this guy's numbers this year. It's great. It's a nice warm spot on kind of a team that's in a shitty position.
Good
at
little
this
appetizer
point.
For this.
Sam's a big special teams guy.
Dude, you know what?
They work hard.
The game has three phases. People forget.
Mm-hmm.
Sam would argue that special teams is 2/3 of the football game.
When you're watching the Bears,
yeah.
It's a specialist.
So I got Roquan, my dude. I think he could possibly break the Bears' career tackle record, especially with 17 games. It all depends on health and longevity. It's like 1,400 plus by Mike Singletary. Roquan's getting about 100 a season. He's close to averaging that.
That takes into account missing time his first year.
Yep.
And like the rookie growing pains. The past few years, he's been incredible.
Yep. He gets better every year. I think he could break the single or the career tackle record. I think he's at like 98 right now on the season. So if he continues to average about 100 a season and has longevity, that man's going to...
We're looking at solos only, not the combined?
This is combined tackles.
Oh, combined.
And you also see in Roquan a guy who's going to be re-signed.
Yes. He's your staple.
He's your next Bears
they
linebacker.
Don't grow on
he's
your next no. staple middle linebacker.
I think he's at 157 on the season, which is already four better than Urlacher's best season.
That's pretty for combined. Good.
Marcos, record watch me.
So... I think, and it's a realistic one, and it's unfortunate that it's such a realistic and, like, attainable
the most
goal.
Realistic, most soonest.
I think it's Justin Fields and the single-season passing record. Is 3,888 yards, I believe we said. Eric Kramer, given where the NFL is now, given where it's a passing league, given the fact that we have 17 games, and you hope that the next guy that we bring in here isn't the biggest fucking con artist in the entire world and actually knows how to shape an offense and call a game, I really think that's totally doable.
I not only agree with that, I think that if Justin Fields is on pace for that, he also will be re-signed, and at that point, he's also the career yards guy.
Yeah.
But not what my take was. That's just a second thing. My take was actually, I think that someone on the Bears offense has another shot at a career number for the Bears. I think that it is not far-fetched to think that Darnell Mooney has a shot at being the Bears' leading career receiving yards guy. Marcos disagrees with me.
It's not, and it's we talked about it earlier, Dale. It's not that I'm 100% disagreeing with you, but you bring up the argument as if Darnell Mooney is a number one, and I don't know if I agree that Darnell Mooney can be a number one in a system. Because I don't think that it's fair to point to Tyreek Hill. I don't think that it's fair to point to speedy wide receivers
That's
like
fair.
That and think that you're getting the same from Darnell Mooney. I think Darnell Mooney is a great complementary piece, but if Darnell Mooney is your number one receiver, then I don't think Justin Fields breaks that record.
So what I'll say to that is the Bears' record is 50-59, barely over 5,000 yards. He has 1,500 yards already.
Oh, he has how much?
1,500.
Okay, so you're at, and how
he's
long?
He's got 3,500 yards to go.
Sure.
He's currently on contract for 2 more years. Excuse me.
So he'll get halfway there at this pace.
Right.
Okay.
I think he's the kind of guy that you re-sign. You drafted him. You love him coming up right now. He's got rapport with Justin. That's important.
Sure.
I think it's easy to think he gets 3,500 yards.
How many more seasons do you see Darnell Mooney being a Chicago Bear?
So I'm operating under the assumption, and please correct me if I'm wrong if you see this, I believe he has 2 more years on contract.
Okay.
So
no, he's on a rookie deal right
he's
now,
on a rookie
right?
deal, so
right.
he's got 2 more plus an option, yeah.
He's not a first-round pick,
so he doesn't have the option, that's right.
So 2 more years. I think that as the team is structured right now, he is year one. Worst-case scenario, he is year two. And I think that in a Bears offense that you're hoping hits 4,000 a year, I think your two is good for 800 yards a year. So, in that case, you're looking at 800 yards a year over the next 2 years. You're already over 3,000. If he gets re-signed, he breaks that record. I think it's that cut and dry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think
because 2,000 yards over four seasons when you get re-signed.
As long as Justin's still
here.
I think
you can be the number two and still break that record.
Yeah, I think that's an issue.
Also remember he's going to
have two separate ones. Then I get what you're saying.
He in fact has been your one all year. Just in fact, mm-hmm. as a team is situated, he is your one next year. What do you think wide receiver is the position that they're investing a bunch of money in?
I think you need to invest money into that position.
But you're not going to get a clear-cut number one guy. You're going to get a guy just as good as Darnell. And he's your guy.
That's scary. That's scary. If Darnell Mooney, a speed receiver, short guy, is your number one, is scary.
Antonio Brown was the number one in...
Devontae Parker.
Stop.
AB was the number one in Pittsburgh, anyway. And he's the same size as Darnell Mooney and runs the same speed.
Darnell Mooney, I think he's going to be the Bears' career receiving yards leader.
I'm happy if it happens.
5 years.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on 5 years.
Boom.
Quoted. Six.
So that's record watch.
That's
like
record
that.
Watch.
That was a good one, Jake.
Thanks.
You guys want to do Not That Guy?
Sure.
Because it's time to let the peoples know.
Who is?
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
Not that guy.
You're not that guy, bud.
Who is going first?
I got mine.
Can I get a freebie?
Please do.
What do you mean? Like
center square on your bingo cards?
It's going to be for everyone.
Antonio Brown?
Man. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Huh.
Oh, are you guys those people that are giving Antonio Brown shit for this?
I have no context to what happened. I just saw what happened, please educate me.
I'm so against like people that are giving Antonio Brown shit right now.
Why?
He was saying he was hurt or something, and they were trying. I don't know. I'd stop following. I'm sorry. Please share what you have.
Do you want to get into what happened with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, he took off his pads and left the game,
jumping in the end zone, all that stuff.
That guy has a problem. Yeah. That guy has a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Something that, like...
We've known.
Everybody has no issue when they're throwing the ball to him, when he's wearing their uniform. It's no big deal. As long as we get production from him, we're good.
Well, yeah.
He gives us the money's worth. But all of a sudden, this guy needs help. This guy needs help.
I agree.
And what are we doing? From the media, from people at the water cooler, all that anybody's talking about is this guy's a nut job. This guy's fucking crazy. Whoa, wait a second. This guy has a serious, serious issue because everywhere
now.
That he's gone, like this is evident. And shame on the people that are. I feel so strongly about this one. Like, shame on the people that are giving that man shit because you know that it's not just regular like shit going on.
I agree with what you're saying, and because I'm a Kanye West stan.
So Jake gets it.
I get exactly what you're saying.
Antonio Brown starts his shows 3 hours late too.
then he shouldn't be on the field playing. I don't know what's going on in the background. Maybe they're actively trying to get him help.
Sure.
And I don't know the in and outs of the organization. I know that Tom Brady has always like reached out to him and tried to be like, come to, like live with me.
Mike Evans
know?
Too. He recently documented doing that.
And I did see Mike Evans was trying to talk him out of leaving before he took off his pads. So I don't know like what's going on in the background. Maybe they're giving him help. Maybe they're not. But if he's so unstable, he should not be playing football. If that is the case, the dude does need help.
Yeah.
So this is my question to you then, Marcos. And I don't mean this in a combative way.
Sure.
I ask because I often have to ask this question. My wife's a social worker, for those that don't know. And, like, we were watching football because I was playing in the championship. So we're watching. We're engaged. The highlight comes up. And, like, Kate goes, what is going on? So I explain it to her. And she's like, oh, he needs help. and she gets it immediately.
Yeah.
Trust me, I learned a lot about what issues I have when she started learning all this stuff. But
we're still learning.
I ask you, how do you feel people should respond to that?
Yeah, good question.
That's a great question, and I guess I don't have the answer to that question because I think everybody's ability to answer that question is a little different depending on like how they view that situation. But I think it's low hanging fruit if you go the other route and decide to give shit for something like this.
I can respect the take of I don't know what the right answer is, but I sure as fuck know that's the wrong answer.
100%.
Okay. I'm good 100%. With that. Hey, if you need help, seek help. Everyone needs help at some point.
But I think that's where the problem is with this.
No. I'm talking about the people that are listening. Yeah. If you are listening. Yeah. If you need help,
call any of us.
Well, call literally any of the four of us.
I heard we'll help this, you get help. I'm gonna butcher this a little bit, but it's like you're not crazy because you know you need help. You're crazy when you don't recognize you need help. You know? There's some sort of saying along that lines. But it's when when
you're cognizant,
like exactly.
That you need it and you're not seeking it.
Like if you call yourself crazy, you're probably not crazy. But
you probably
when
have
you
something.
don't recognize it, that's when it's like you legitimately need help. It's hard to get to that point.
A caveat: all four of us are a couple credits shy of our PhDs in medicine.
Only a couple, dude. I'm a couple classes away.
Only two or three at the community college, the local one.
What do you think a couple is? 60?
200.
40?
Years.
A couple, two, three?
I didn't go to college. I don't know how many credits.
Same.
Three of the four.
I don't know what the number is. I don't know what the number is.
Stay in school, kids.
Who's going? All right, tell you what. I'll go next.
There we go.
I had two of them. I'm going to give one of them real, real quick, and I'm not going to spend too much time. It was going to be Jimmy Fallon. Is not that guy, because they did you dirty with the hair that they put on that.
I didn't think it was that bad.
They put on some Wayne's World ass hair.
They gave him the Rogers, the discount double check fat guy hair. The guy that breaks watermelons with the wooden hammer.
I know what you're talking about.
Fuck. God damn it. Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Yeah,
thank you.
They gave you that hair, and I didn't appreciate that. But
I thought that at first, and then when he came into the basement today and I saw him, I looked and went, he's got a lot of hair.
But my not that guy official submission for this week is going to be Nick Friedell. Nick Friedell used to be the Bulls beat reporter, and now he's big on GetUp, and he's the beat reporter for the Golden State Warriors. Does a lot of stuff for ESPN as a basketball analyst. He preseason on September 21st said they were 20th in the preseason power rankings, and Nick Friedell said at best –
Joker.
At best, they were a fringe play-in team. So, Nick Friedell for being bad, you're not that guy.
Not that guy.
Absolutely not.
All right, so I'll go. My not that guy this week is stop me when you've heard this one before. Nate Hobbs, rookie cornerback for the Las Vegas Raiders, was arrested early Monday morning on a DUI charge hours after they landed from beating the Colts.
So drunk on the plane or
I don't know where he got drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know how
maybe
he got drunk.
Maybe went out after.
But all I'm saying is that Antonio Brown was able to find a ride to the airport after he quit the team mid-game.
Got an Uber.
But this dude decided, you know what, I'm going to drive myself.
He said, nah.
And here we are. That's the third one in a year for the Raiders.
Even after the Henry Ruggs thing.
Right, dude. How ignorant.
Unforgivable.
Bro.
He should be fired.
So that's,
he's not that guy. He's not that guy.
Full on. That is full on a culture problem. You've allowed that to happen three times. You're now in a position where it's happened multiple times. And your teammates are not stepping up and saying, bro, we're fucking rich. Call a taxi.
And you're a game out of the playoffs. Yep. You're playing for the playoffs
you
this weekend.
Beat the Colts.
Dude, I love
and
celebrating.
You just watched this happen to your brother.
Exactly. Yeah. I love celebrating. Celebrate. Celebrate responsibly.
Jake, your
drink
phone.
Some Modelos.
I pulled it off the table
because
it's
off.
Vibrating. It's in my pocket. It has not stopped vibrating since it
that's
went
why,
in my pocket.
That's why, okay, I've tried to make that.
I saw it two or three times.
I didn't
times
know whose phone it was, but you could
I kept
just
looking
hear
at mine, and I'm like, guys, no one texted me.
I'm not kidding, guys. It's been all day.
I'm telling you people, it's been in my pocket for a minute. It just vibrated.
Well, if you celebrate that tonight,
you are sitting on 32 Twitter notifications.
Unbelievable.
And I checked that like 4 minutes ago. Dale, like before you took it away from
Christ.
Me, I checked that.
Dale, give us your not
call
that
an
guy.
Uber.
All right, my not that guy.
Not that guy.
Not that
as
guy.
As promised, but not for the original reason, is Rob Manfred. Fuck that guy.
Fuck Flob,
that guy.
So
dude.
For the lockout, as we all know, but today for the firing of Ken Rosenthal.
Fuck.
Now, I understand that he was fired from MLB Network, not by Roger Goodell, or excuse me, not Roger Goodell.
Yeah, fuck
but,
him too.
But fuck
dude.
Him too.
Yeah.
But from Manfred, this is following another set of inflammatory comments about how Manfred has handled this whole situation. Last time we were in this position last year, he was suspended for like 3 months on air. You just didn't see him after he made comments about this. He's been with the with the network for 13 years. I said it before, the NBA has Woj, the NFL has Shefty, and the MLB has Rosenthal. Jake knows the hockey guy. I don't know what the fuck his name is, but like
Pierre.
This is Pierre. It's Pierre.
Paul Bissonnette.
It's Biz. But anyway, like, it's Ken Rosenthal. You fired him because he critiqued how you're handling this. Just so you know, 99% of the baseball population has critiqued how you're handling this. The other 1% is the owners. Fuck you. Not that guy.
Fuck him.
Not that guy.
Moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
Sure we are.
Tell me. Who could or could not?
I have to do this. Since I last made the comment, Jake's phone has buzzed 6 times. I'm keeping track now.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
It was crazy how much it was going off. Just
anyway,
little flashes. Let's move into our favorite dog sit. So, guys, who would you, as four guys who got a bunch of poopers, we love our doggies, who would you or would you not let dog sit for you?
I'll take a layup. Robert Quinn. Thank you for giving us a good defensive season.
Thank you, sir.
You broke a record. You're a trustworthy individual. Also, I'm pretty sure you would just sit at home and watch Forensic Files with Willie based on your past interviews and conversations.
Yeah.
Willie's a big-time cuddler. He loves watching a good show. He likes a little murder mystery. So
nice.
There you go. Robert
Very
Quinn.
Cool.
Cheers.
Do you want to go?
It's easy.
Do it.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I saw that coming a mile away.
Sam?
Wait, why?
Well, I mean,
sorry, I'm done.
The man put me viral.
For the 3,000 notifications he's had since 9 a.m.
Hold that phone for 2 seconds.
Sam, do you need a minute or are you good?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that the who will not be watching my dog.
Sure. Who's not watching Pepe?
This week is the Browns offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. Not a single one of them is watching my dog because Baker spent 9 sacks on the ground.
Jeez, terrible. Remember that happened to Justin?
I didn't watch that game. I heard it was bad, though.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Burrow had another, like, 500-yard game or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, he got Chase. Yeah,
he did.
Guys, dog sitting for me, and I won't go on too much of a tangent here. Earlier this week, a big from the four of us, big shout-out to Parker Dickerson. Jeff Dickerson was a sports writer, was a Chicago Bears beat writer for about 20 years. So I have been listening to Chicago sports radio since my freshman year of high school, would have been 2006, 2007. And since I started listening, JD was always a part of it in some way. He was producer for Mac Yurko, or for what was it? It was Mac, Yurko, and Harry when they did that whole show. And then when he was just the Bears beat reporter, the guy was incredible. And you've seen the support. He lost his wife, Caitlin, 2 years ago to cancer. And Parker was 9. And now Parker's 11, and he's going with the death of another parent. So just that guy could forever and ever watch my dog. I hope reunited with your wife is everything. And I on a positive note, it's been so unbelievably cool to see the support Chicago sports fans,
Parker,
NFL fans, teams that he literally didn't cover for. He was the opposing beat writer.
I'm going to fuck the numbers up, but if I remember correctly, like, I want to say the Colts donated like $20,000. And
yeah. That's
Jim
awesome.
Irsay,
yeah.
Like,
oh, because Jim Irsay's a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Right. He said, no, double down.
Yeah.
And he did.
Dan Snyder, Washington football team. Mm-hmm.
This is something that I saw that bothered me. This is similar to the Antonio Brown story.
Sure.
Andy Dalton donated $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
People were saying, Andy Dalton only donated $5,000? Fuck you. So hard, whoever says that.
Anybody that, just the fact that you took the time, you took some of your heart, you might have a whole boatload of it, but the fact that you took some of your hard-earned money and gave it to such a noble cause like this.
And those clowns that say that shit, they
don't
should
be
do
commended.
It.
Yeah, they don't do it. Because
those clowns
it.
Probably didn't even donate anything anyway.
So just, again, guys, I mean, it's just Jeff Dickerson was a class act. He was awesome to listen
Potential
to.
Potential dog walker Hall of Fame.
Yeah, honestly.
One quick note on that. As I listened this morning at around 7:30, the community had raised almost or over $1.1 million
yep.
for
yep.
Parker's education
and, it's not enough.
And life fund.
It's not even close to enough.
No.
You want your mom and dad back.
But you hope, and those that pray, I hope you pray, that this puts a small dent into the just crazy long journey that this poor kiddo is going to have to go through.
We got to move on. Before
I speak for all of us when I say this is a Fuck Cancer podcast forever and ever.
Shout out, JD.
Guys, looking Woo! Ahead. Looking ahead.
Wait, real quick.
What's up?
On a lighter note.
You talk about video games?
Yeah, just real quick. The Madden gods are 3-0.
Yeah, Dale, talk to me about because we're going to look ahead. Quickly.
Are the Madden gods 3-0 in money line or spread?
Money line.
I don't work with spread.
Okay.
Thank God. I couldn't. Yeah, I'm not willing to.
My guy.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's pulling out Excel for this.
1-800-GAMBLER-JIG.
For the record, yeah. The Madden gods 2-0 to last week when we did not record. They correctly predicted that we would beat the Seahawks, so that was fun.
Giants.
Thank you. They correctly predicted that we would beat the Giants. Giants are awful, so that's pretty easy to understand.
Out of curiosity, does Madden know who's starting at quarterback?
Correct. So they have
live
rosters, and they allow you to like play this week's game.
Okay. So you had
I
Nick,
also double check
had...
that like. Because last week I had to put Andy ahead, and the week before I had to put Nick.
And you put Justin this week?
I did put Justin this week because he's listed as questionable.
He's expected to play.
So the Madden guys do not ride with us this week, as they are 3-0.
They're probably
as I look at this game, they're
probably going to go 4-0. Man, this is going to be fun next year when we do
very quickly
a Madden prediction on top. Next year, we do all our predictions. We got to have the Madden prediction
next to it.
Next to it.
Yeah.
Great. There goes 2 hours of my time.
Because you hate
just
playing
very
Madden.
Quick. Yeah, I know. Because I hate playing video games. Very quickly, the Vikings took 2 out of 3 in the series. Once again, the one that we took was a pretty close game. The two that we did not take were not close games. Vikings, by the numbers, and Madden gods probably kicked the shit out of us.
Well, and that's probably what I think you're going to see this weekend. I hope that we see a W here, but Bears open up as 2.5-point favorites. Total on the game is 44.5. Vikings were in Minnesota. Vikings are 7-9. I mean, this is... We've categorized these types of games before. This is a winnable game, but this is absolutely a losable game in what is going to be a bunch of interesting storylines. Like, this is the last time that we're going to see Matt Nagy on the Bears sideline.
We hope.
It's the last time that you're going to see Allen.
Do not say
don't
that.
Say
we
that,
hope.
Jake.
Do not say that.
This is the last time that we're going to see Allen Robinson in a
it's
Bears
It's like brushing
uniform,
over that.
Akeem Hicks in a Bears uniform. We're going, I think that, like, this is going to be a weird one. I'm in a weird spot. I don't know how to feel about this.
So, I'll come back to this. It is a weird spot. As you look at this game, like we've said, I think the two best players in the game, the two best offensive players in the game are both on the wrong team for us in this one, unfortunately. Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. You can pretty much chalk up a touchdown for both of them right now, and that's not good for a Bears team. I'm with you 100%. I couldn't agree more. Jake, Sam?
Yeah, I don't expect us to win this game.
You expect us to cover?
Yeah, it's not
What
good.
Is the line?
It's 2.5, so that's tough.
Oh.
See, close to a pick. No. Give it to the Vikings.
Yeah.
Give the Vikings
I don't know
line.
How it's only 2.5. That's kind of crazy to me. Unless the Vikings, wait.
Oh, because I don't think
COVID's,
Kirk Cousins
lots of COVID's.
Is, I don't think Kirk Cousins is starting.
Are the Vikings in the wild
card?
Because
he's unvaccinated.
Wait, what?
I think Kirk's unvaccinated.
Kirk's in COVID protocol, and he like is outwardly not vaccinated.
Okay, that makes a little...
so he's a minimum of 10 days.
Asshole.
That makes a little more sense.
Yep.
Get your shots.
Yeah, who's starting at quarterback?
Can't tell
Who
you.
Cares at that point.
Sean Mannion.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Sean Mannion with Kellen Mond as the backup quarterback. Hmm. So that's probably where it is.
Sexiest.
You know.
Matchup ever.
We shut down Dalvin Cook last time. And
Justin Jefferson, four catches.
And honestly, we shut down Christian Kirk last, or Christian Kirk, Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
We shut him down last time, too. I'm, you know, okay. Money line. I'm back.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So, okay, in that sense, let's say the Bears win.
Woo.
Bears are 7-10.
Purgatory, my friend.
I had 4-13, I think, to start.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Remember that Steelers game? Remember that Packers game?
Yeah, we could do this.
Remember
all
that other third game? I can't remember which one it was.
But hold on.
But, like, and I'm 100% with
We're
you. I'm
this.
Not an excuse guy for the most part. The one thing that I'm thinking of is in 2 to 3 games this season, you can point to a play, a referee's call, where we all go, "Whoa, what the fuck happened there?" And you've got the announcers on camera, on film, on whatever, radio going, "Yeah, it's a bad fucking call." You have the fucking rules analyst saying, "Yeah, they got that one wrong." Honest to goodness, I think you can do a minimum of two, the two that I named, and I believe there's a third. I'd have to go back. I know we talked about this. I'd have to look at old episodes. At that point, 9-8, you're on the playoff bubble.
Insert game of inches speech here. And on top of that, I hear you. It's you look at it, good teams win, bad teams lose. You look at the Bears.
They're a bad team.
Bad team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you the Matt Nagy response. Why?
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 Find me the whys. What's the point? You go 9-8 with a team that, guys, we consumed an entire season of football. We know what the Bears look like.
You don't watch the Bears and think, wow, they're a good team with just bad breaks. You look at them, you're like, wow, they're a bad team with bad breaks.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. You take two of those games.
Right.
And, like, what we're doing then
we're on the bubble or we're the wild card team and we're like, wow, how the fuck did we get here?
Like, the other Matt Nagy playoff.
This went this way for us and this went this way for us. We would be a bad team that just barely made it, and then we would get stomped.
You don't need George and Ted in that front office because as they are today, they're still intact. You don't need those guys to have any reason to think that you can keep Pace and Nagy.
I'm ready to move on, but you brought up something that I wanted to talk about earlier and we didn't talk about. Ted stepping down?
So if
Ryan is staying on, that has to make you think Ted is too, right?
No, I think that I don't really? Think that I think that they're, okay. that they're not exclusive.
We'll see.
Fuck.
Yeah, see, that's Fuck. My thing. Is all right, you're not cleaning house, so you're not cleaning house.
It's next Monday. What are we? 8?
Oh, we're taking PTO.
We're 8-9 days away. What is that? Yeah. Like that's
Today's
gonna be
Tuesday.
And who knows? Maybe they don't do it right away, but next week is going to be
Bloody Monday.
Be a big week for us.
Bloody Monday.
Either
the Bears will be bloody or we will.
Never mind. Actually. Sam, do you have a – moving on, that is. Sam, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I just had a quick question for the boys. Love to hear your thoughts. You know, there's been a lot of chatter this week. We touched on the Antonio Brown thing. There's been a lot of hot takes. So Antonio Brown and Kirk Herbstreit in a car.
Okay.
I love you so much, Sam.
Can you say Urban Meyer too for me?
Yeah, throw him in there. He's in the back seat.
Yeah, he is.
And they are stuck in bumper to bumper traffic.
Bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper.
How does it end?
Oh, I can tell you however this ends, Antonio Brown is not physically in the car when the situation ends.
Oh, and he doesn't have a shirt on. I'll just throw that out there right now.
He had a shirt on to start the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just picture it. How's it go down? How's it end? They are in bumper-to-bumper traffic for hours.
Can I get a breakdown again? Who do we have in the car?
Kirk Herbstreit.
He's Antonio Brown and Urban Meyer.
I feel like Kirk would be the do you know who I am guy.
There'd be a lot of that.
Yeah, and then everyone would remind him that no one gives a fuck who you are.
See, I feel like it would be...
Who's driving?
So I feel like Kirk Herbstreit's driving.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel
Urban
like,
Meyer's telling him that he wants to drive instead.
So I think what happens is... Okay. So
you
I think what happens is, and this is just me, Kirk Herbstreit's driving. Antonio Brown's tired of sitting in traffic, and he says, you know what? Got a spot around the corner. I got a guy. He could take us to wherever we want to go to.
I'm good. I'm out.
I'm going to get out the car. And then Urban Meyer kind of sits there with Kirk Herbstreit in the car, and he's like, damn, I don't know if I want to be stuck in the car with Kirk Herbstreit anymore. So Urban Meyer gets out of the car quick before Antonio Brown gets too far. And
says, wait up.
And then Urban Meyer and Antonio Brown just proceed on like a 72-hour bender.
This is my best case scenario. Okay.
Yeah, that is best case. That's
wait, what happens to Kirk?
He stays in traffic.
Oh, he just sits there.
He just live tweets. Yeah, he just sits there and live tweets.
Or calls into the radio stations bitching.
Has a bad opinion about it. And he's probably one of those.
Riding the horn, probably.
Yep. Awesome.
One of those guys.
Love that.
Yeah, because I was picturing it very similarly, except when Antonio Brown left the car to go do something fun, Urban Meyer's in the back seat. Kirk's driving still. And Urban can't decide what to do. And so Kirk's like, hey, Urban, why don't you come sit up front with me? And Urban just sits back there and goes, nah, I'm good. Just stays in the back seat.
So is driving Miss Daisy
with
Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just been a week of hot takes and stuff. So
mine was similar to Marcos's in the way it starts. I've got Kirk driving. Okay. He's probably playing some music that the other two don't want to listen to.
Like what?
Urban and AB both like G Herbo.
Yeah.
Like Lil River Band or something?
Something. I'm thinking folk. Yeah, something folky. And then I think Urban is sitting there in the bumper-to-bumper traffic, and he's kind of looking out the window, and a young woman catches his eye and gives him a little wave, and then he hops in their car and rides with them. And then
sorry, boys, duty calls.
AB is in the car, and he's sick of listening to
country music,
to Kirk's music, and just decides to kind of get out, take a walk. He goes to a different corner, hops in an Uber, and goes back the way he came.
But I think the end of your story is an hour later, Kirk's still in traffic.
Well, and Kirk has no idea they left.
And Antonio Brown shows back up and gets in the car and is like, whoo!
Just like a whole different outfit.
And Kirk's like, what the fuck? Where, you left?
That was fun.
I got to ride with Marcos.
That was fun.
I loved it.
Right. I enjoyed that, Sam.
Okay.
That was fun. Dale, real quick.
Let's do it. I got it. We're ready to go.
This is the final one of the season.
It's last one.
Last one of the season.
All right, buddy. This is it. This is your final exam.
All right. Well, all right.
Trap game of the week. Dale's trap game of the week.
Trap game of the week.
Remember your training.
Dude, you can do this.
It is within you.
Sam talked about this earlier, but I still think that there's a shot. This is my trap game of the week.
Oh, dear God. Oh, God.
Cincinnati at Cleveland. I think Cleveland, playing spoiler, they got a little home advantage. Since he wants to get in, get some positioning in the playoffs. Cleveland, let's put something behind Joe Burrow. Johnny Manziel. Baker Mayfield. I just went through all the quarterbacks. I know. They get behind Baker. The offensive line figures it out. Let's go Browns.
What the fuck just happened?
I got the quarterback name wrong twice in a short period of time.
I mean,
you got a lot.
Let's go Browns.
Wrong, I suppose.
Yeah, let's talk about this one next week. Let's see how these games shake out. I think it's borderline.
They're healthy at running back again. The Browns are back.
It's there. It's trappish. There. It's trappish. It's trappish.
I felt okay, but I really felt okay trappish about this one.
You know what? I'll give it trappish. It's trappish.
Yeah. And that was Dale.
Trap game of the week.
I'm excited to see how this plays out.
I'm excited to see if producer Jake can edit some actual horns into there so we don't have to continue to burr, 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 burr.
Well,
you know, I kind of like your guys' horns.
Sure you do. Yeah,
he's just
I'm
lazy.
I'm sure you do.
Just lazy.
Jake, you have a mixer now.
The Raiders playing?
The Chargers, and it's play to get in.
Did you guys see that?
Yes,
so
it's
play to get in with the Raiders and the Chargers, but the Colts play the Jaguars.
Right.
If the Jaguars beat the Colts.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the Neil situation?
If the Jaguars beat the Colts, then the Raiders and the if the Jaguars beat the Colts, the Raiders and the Chargers are both in as long as they tie.
Are the Colts already in?
Yes.
I don't know how this works, Marcus is talking about. There is a situation
Raiders,
Chargers,
should
this team lose or win.
Oh, Titans are already in.
They both have the incentive of making the playoffs if they kneel the ball.
The whole game.
For 60 minutes.
They both make the playoffs And the only
they're flexed to the late game. They're flexed to the late game too. So the result will have result will have already happened.
And again, that's only contingent on if the Jaguars beat the Colts. But little fun caveat here for those of you keeping score at home: the Colts have not won in Jacksonville since 2014.
That's a trap game right there. That's the trap.
We found it.
Yeah, I don't
This is so exciting.
Yeah,
so
that's, man,
super cool.
NBC's pray for chaos.
Be pissed.
Yeah, Tony Romo, eat your fucking heart out. If you have to do a game where all you're talking about is kneeling quarterbacks, that's the epitome of my time watching Tony Romo play quarterback.
It'd honestly, awesome. Like, I would watch that entire game.
I would too.
Wire to wire. I'll pee in a bucket. I want to see who has the most work.
Can I just get a Manning cast of that one?
Yeah.
I want to be able to gamble on who has more negative yards.
I want goofy
because
shit.
Because you're going backwards the whole time.
I want linemen at quarterback. I want linemen returning punts.
You are allowed to run victory formation and El Gato.
Yes.
Like that
one
is
of
it.
Two. We're running elephant backfield, and it's just a great time.
Vita Vea and what's his, Chris Tonga?
Yes.
Yeah, he got to start at fullback.
So like, both coaches are just going to go out at the beginning of the game in a gentleman's agreement.
Like,
a gentleman's agreement.
They're going to really look at each other like,
for those of you
listening, you serious?
Sure? You sure?
Fake handshake.
Yeah.
Guys, that's a wrap for episode 17.
So right? fun.
If you listen to this in time tomorrow morning...
Oh, yeah.
Catch our
Tune
boy.
Tune in to WGN.
Yeah. Yep. Jake will be on WGN 7:15 in the morning.
In
we
studio.
We will put out links to a couple of the podcasts that Jake's on. Do us a favor. Give them a follow as well, whoever we're kind of putting out there. And then we're hoping to maybe get some of the people that Jake talks to in here. One thing we definitely want to ask all of our super awesome and loyal listeners, please, please, please do us a favor and stick with us after the Bears season's over. We're going to be coming back weekly still. We'll be doing our best to put out as much as we can put out. Guys, it's off season, so we'll rely on you guys to get involved with us. We'll have ourselves a good time.
We have some ideas.
Guys,
but
the Bulls are awesome. The Blackhawks are the Blackhawks. We'll talk you through the Cubs and White Sox lockout. And, guys, again, we talk news. We talk what's going on in today's society. We talk what we're eating, what we're watching. Stick with us. We would love to have you. And more importantly, we would love if you had us back.
Stick with us.
This is fun.
Guys, again, please, The Bare Minimum Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod.
Put garlic on your pizza.
Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, The Bare Minimum Podcast. Do us a favor. Share this. Tell somebody about us. We're having a blast doing this. And as usual, my friends, for the last time. Oh, actually, give me... what the notification content is.
Add them to fucking gather. Final notification out is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus. Oh, I'd have to add these all together. 6 plus 8 is 14. 15 plus 15.
We're almost 100 notifications. 83. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
You can tell we don't go viral a lot.
83.
So
since Jake last checked it.
Yes. Guys, have yourself a great week. As usual, bear the fuck down.
I was apparently on
Bears.
Jesus, that was a lot in my ears. I was apparently on WG or Channel 5.
Bears.
Made an appearance. Bear down.